low right now because it's the first time we've ever talked. But the fact that I'm here talking and you're actually here listening, then I've just increased a little bit of our emotional bank account, right? Because I'm delivering value, you're sitting here. Everyone has an emotional bank account. You and I have an emotional bank account. You two have an emotional bank account. Everybody does. And in order to build great relationships, you have to deposit positive experiences. The more positive experiences you deposit into a person's emotional bank account, the better relationship you have with them. And when you continue to make deposits, you can eventually make a withdrawal from that emotional bank account without it going down very much. But what if you're constantly making withdrawals without making any deposits? That's what guys do to their wives. Sorry. No, that's not true. Right? Well, the girl's like, yeah. All right. So this concept I'm going to come back to over and over again. Over and over again. Because this is how you develop relationships. If you're not making positive, you're not depositing positive experiences into your emotional bank account, when it comes time to make a withdrawal, they could actually get upset at you. And it would be actually detrimental instead of it being a good thing, right? My experience is there's usually a 3-to-1 offline. Online, there's like a 15-to-1. All right? And we'll talk more about that. So, the more relationships you have, the more referrals you're going to receive. If you develop those relationships, right? That just stands to reason. So what is our main goal in getting referrals? With a large network of people. Building relationships with a large network of people. Okay, but it's usually difficult and time-consuming to meet people in your local area. It often requires you to attend lots of social and business meetings. And I think you should do that. But you and I both know that you can go to, you know, a meeting. Am I driving you crazy because I'm just walking around all over the place? Okay, all right, I'm so sorry. At least I'm keeping one person awake in the room, okay? It's hard. I used to do this, and I swear it would take all morning and I'd meet two people. Now, that's not bad. I'm not saying that's bad because those two people could be super high quality. We've developed a good relationship with them, and a lot could come from that, all right? But all things being equal, you want to have lots of those relationships without as much time committed, right? All right, so we live in 2016, and there's a much better way, and it's called Facebook. Actually, it's all social media, but really Facebook. That's what we're going to talk about today. The fastest and most effective way to build a large network of people that live in your local area that know you and trust you is using Facebook. In fact, I would almost go so far as to say is you could sit in your little office and never leave it and build a large network of people that know you, like you, and trust you. It's amazing. Here's a good example. I rarely leave my office. Like, seriously. I'm kind of like a homebody. I built an office out behind my home. So it's like my regular office and nice fluorescent lights, everything. It's like a regular office you walk into, but it's right behind my home. And so that's where I go every day, you know. 10 steps, I go to my office. 10 steps, I come back into my home. But I'm followed by 6,666 people. I've gotten friends with 2,739. And I've got 985 friend requests. And this is just because I've got more friend requests because when someone gives you a friend request and you don't answer it, they automatically put you, they follow you, right? That's how Facebook